All right, a nice start to this Monday. We'll take a look at the weather forecast for the week ahead coming up in just a few minutes. Yesterday, President Trump said that he had ordered National Guard troops to begin withdrawing from the nation's capital. The use of troops to control violent protests has been widely criticized and also widely supported, according to a new ABC News Ipsos poll. Well, maybe not widely supported, but 52% of Americans approve of using the military to control violent protests. Joining us right now to talk more about this and the political implications, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And look, got to be careful with that poll. First of all, it asked, would you support the military to control violent protests?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, most of the protests, particularly after the first night or two, have been quite peaceful. Secondly, I don't think people distinguish very clearly between National Guard troops and the 82nd Airborne. But there's no doubt that Americans don't like violent protest. They like peaceful protest. There's very strong support for the notion that the George Floyd incident, his death in Minneapolis, reflects widespread abuses by the police. About 3-1 people say that this is not an isolated incident and that this does reveal racism among some elements of society. But you're right in pointing out that it's risky for Democrats to appear to be against the military, and it's very risky for them to appear to be against the police poll. This whole rallying cry you've heard in the last couple of days of defund the police in places like Minneapolis, I do not think that's a winning issue for Democrats.
This has been such a fascinating year, Steve, because we went into the year thinking, well, this is all going to be about the economy come November. Then it's all about COVID-19, and now
right. It
may be that race and these protests become what the election's going to be about.
Oh, I think it's going to be about all of the above, Paul, and some things we haven't even contemplated yet. Look, it's always got to be about the economy on one level or another. It has to be, because that's what affects people's daily lives. It affects what they talk about across the kitchen table. These other elements are also very important. But there's also a larger sense of, do people approve of the president in everything he does? Is there a larger sense that they have confidence in him? And that's where these numbers are really alarming for the president. One of our polls asked, do you approve of the president's handling of the protests? And while, as you point out, 52% approved of using the military to quell violent protests, only 32%, one out of three, approve of the way the president has handled this crisis, and only 39% approve of the way he's handled the pandemic. That tells me, Paul, that there's just this underlying sense among swing voters, not among his core voters, because his core voters there, about 37-40%, maybe 42%, deeply committed to this president. But there's a lot of uneasiness, just a general sense of uneasiness that created by all of these issues you talk about, Paul. And that's what's got to be worrying the White House.
It's interesting because people have always talked about how strong his base is. Do you see President Trump's base beginning to shrink?
No, I don't. But I just don't think it's big enough to win the election. Let's remember, he won 46% of the vote. He was always a minority president. He won 46% of the vote. He's never, in the entire presidency, topped 50% in an approval rating. The only president in history since we've had polling who's never topped 50%. In fact, his average approval rating is the lowest of any president in the 75 years we've had polling. Right now, if you look at a Biden versus Trump head-to-head matchup, and this is an average of all the polls in the country, it's 49.6 Biden, 42.4% Trump, a margin of a little over 7%. What's really stunning about this, Paul, is those numbers are exactly the same as the numbers in an ABC poll last September, almost exactly the same,
wow.
Which tells me that there is a very significant floor under Donald Trump. He's not going below about 42%, but there's also a very significant ceiling he can't reach. A majority, at least right now. And with all the turbulence, with as all the upheavals you just mentioned, the economy and the pandemic and the riots and the protests, the election is almost exactly where it was a year ago.
It really is interesting. So no matter what happens over these next few months, we may not see those numbers change very much at all. It'll be very interesting to see what this summer brings.
It's hard to go ahead, Paul.
No, you go ahead.
Well, it's hard to predict, right?
Yeah.
And anybody who tries to predict this year is, a fool. But I'm just looking at what we've known so far. And what we've seen so far is a remarkably static election. Now, I would add that the numbers for Biden, while they're good nationally, are narrower in the swing states like Michigan and Wisconsin. They're about half. His lead's about half as large because national numbers are inflated largely by huge majorities in big states like California and New York. But still, the numbers are worrying for Trump because Biden leads in virtually every swing state, but the margins are much narrower than 7%. They're down about 3-4% in most cases.
All eyes are going to be on Michigan. Michigan is going to be, I think, a fascinating state to watch in this presidential election year.
Absolutely. And our listeners are going to be thoroughly sick of all the TV commercials because what happens in these elections, you live in California, you never see a political commercial, right? Because the election is decided. But you live in Michigan, you live in Iowa, you live in Arizona, you live in North Carolina. You're going to be totally sick of them, Paul.
No doubt about it. Steve, always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye.